unfortunately over there you guys didn't get to score in the 2-minute drill, but both you and Josh hit a couple of big plays, so some ups and downs over there today.
Yeah, I think, you know, the situation at the end, you know, that interception, that's probably more of a situation where we're going to do a fast field goal, so we're going to get our field goal team on. My situation was before the half, Josh's was into the game, so, you know, we got it down there, we just got to punch it in, so I know, you know, our situation, we're probably going to try and kick a field goal there before the half and get out, but, you know, fourth down, just trying to make a play and throw it up and just make sure we get a chance to get it in the end zone. You know, thought they were blitzing a little bit. Today, some good looks for us to see, though. You know, going against base all the time and seeing some base stuff, you know, I think it was good seeing a mixture of all kinds of different things. That's what we got throughout the week.
Hawk called this a road practice. What was that like for you to have at least a couple thousand booms as you're working in this?
Yeah, no, I think, like I said at the beginning, just to break up the monotony of, you know, driving from the hotel in Berea to the facility every day. You know, getting to get on a train for probably most of our first time coming over here and, you know, seeing different players at different positions and, you know, guys that you know from throughout the days of playing football. So, you know, I think it was, you know, obviously it's not our home place. We did get booed a little bit, but, you know, it's part of it anytime going on the road.
What do you hope to accomplish in the game on Thursday night?
Yeah, just progress. Really, that's it. Do better than last week. You know, we scored once last week. Let's get in twice this week.
Johnny, I don't think you were booed much, but does it feel good that just to be back where you are right now and trying to get back on track with your career and everything in that regard?
Yeah, no, I think we got a good welcome. You know, there were some boos, but at the same time, I think we got a good welcome being here. You know, personally, you know, it's always good to get in some different situations. Sometimes it's some heckling, sometimes it's some love here and there. So, you know, it's always a good mixture.
It's hard to see Terrell. I mean, Terrell's been working so hard to get back to have another little setback.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, he was having a hard time yesterday, and to see him go down again after he's been working so hard to get back, you know, it's tough. You know, Terrell's a guy that wants to be out there with us. He wants to work on these little intricacies of things he's trying to pick up as far as the receiver position, you know. And, you know, he wants the reps. He wants, you know, the attempt to get better. And I think he's been doing a good job. And for him to work all the way up to get back, you know, only thing that we can hope is it's not that bad and we can get him back out there soon.
Have you ever seen, like, so many sort of hamstring or muscle-type injuries in an offseason?
Yeah, I think last year, you know, during the season, throughout the season, you know, for the most part, I think we had a really good stat as far as not having guys out with any soft tissue injuries. But, you know, that's part of camp. You know, we have guys go down. And, you know, really for us, it's a big part of the process as far as getting other young guys in, getting them reps, and making sure the next guy is ready to go in. Because as you guys know, being around the game, you know, a little while, guys are going to go down. You never know when you're going to have to step in. So we need these guys who might not think they're going to get a lot of reps. You know, they're going to get some.
Johnny Hawk talked about picking up the tempo of the offense. From a quarterback standpoint, what does that mean for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, we want to be efficient getting in and out of the huddle. In and out of our shifts, in and out of our motions, everything. I think we just want to be quick. You know, I don't know if it's as much up tempo going no huddle, anything like that, as much as it is being efficient at what we're doing and making sure we're crisp.
How's the speed of the game? Are you getting comfortable with the speed of the NFL game?
Yeah, I think it's a continuing process every day, and getting out here in situations like this definitely help.
Any talk further? About Shane Wynn, and he always seems to make some big plays for you.
Yeah. Shane's been awesome for us since the day he stepped into the building. So I know he went up and made a great play today, and he's consistently been doing that in practice. So, you know, we need to give him some opportunities on Thursday in the game to get out there and let him do what he's been doing.
Elbow all right?
Yeah, elbow's been good.
How about Connor Shaw? How unfortunate.
You know, as a tight-knit group as we are right now in the quarterback room, you know, it was hard. We all gave him a call last night, made sure that he knew that we were all thinking about him. You know, just in a group text today with all of us. You know, I think, you know, he's obviously struggling with it a little bit right now because, you know, we think he was doing some really good things in camp, some good things in the game the other night, and to have that kind of, you know, freak injury, hitting it on a helmet, or, you know, having a thumb, which is, you know, such a small part but such a crucial part to playing the quarterback position. You know, we feel for him, and, you know, hopefully he can get back soon. And, you know, we want him in our room whenever he can get back.
Johnny, we saw that one play today where you ran left, you ended up running all the way to the other side of the field. Are you getting back to where you want to be in your comfort zone when you're out there?
Yeah, I think just looking at that play, dropping 8 in the red zone from like the 5 or 6 yard line, that's obviously a time where they're not going to have a lot of guys rushing and you have to buy some time. So, you know, more than anything, just have a little fun for a little bit and run around. But, you know, not do anything that's dangerous, not do anything silly, and, you know, either our ball or nobody's ball there in the back of the end zone. So, you know, I think more than anything, we still have to look at it. You know, we're serious, but we've still got to have a little bit of fun, too.
Did you ever been on a train ride before?
First time. First time. So, no, I don't think
Disney
it's me.
Disney World or anything?
No, I don't think so.